Absolutely, Kieran, but we'll touch on Roisin Flanagan in Glasgow last night and her 3000 world final. Donegal record coming back from her, 15:53.02. So that was that from her point of view was very, very, very positive. And you know, in reality, she was never ever going to impact up front. So she hung on and she used the British girl as cover. You know, she just tracked her right through the laps as best she could. And talking to her afterwards, you know, she just said that, you know, the legs kind of went over the last couple of laps, but that's always going to happen if you're in the fastest race you've ever been in, if you're running the fastest race you've ever ran, and that's exactly what she did. So the experience will stand to her, and I just watched her interview post race, and she handled it extremely well. So look, more experience as she plans ahead, hopefully for Rome and indeed Paris Olympics. So that's where she's at. So the Finn Valley girl will be very, very happy with that. And then, of course, tonight we look forward to Sarah Lavin and the hurdles. And the 4x4 girls, they have broke the Irish record this morning, and they're in the final tonight in the 4x4. So all good there. So let's go to the young athletes, as you say. And oh, there were so many of them, and there were so many medals, and 40 Donegal athletes hit the tip in the lead positions and gold positions over the club, whether it was relays, field events, track events, and I'll come through some of those names in a minute. But just to point out that, you know, 40 winning titles was a very, very, very positive return on day two. The event was held at the National Campus indoor place in Blanchardstown, and an excellent, obviously a brilliant facility. But just unfortunately, we don't have anything in Ulster right now, and it just is a lot of expense, a lot of tedium for parents, for athletes that journey south. But anyway, it is what it is. I'll hit the results here in front of me, and I'll take it club by club. Lifford Strabane, well, they had a brother and sister and winning shots early on. That's Eamon Payne and Cabrina Payne. And then Keefe Gallen, as you would expect, with a 12:87 on her shot. You know, obviously she's done extremely well with the hammer at national and international schools level. But today she was winning the shot. Kieran Mullen, the triple and hurdles. Ashley McCardle, well, she had a seriously busy day, high, long and hurdles. And we know her as a sprint hurdler, long jumper. So she's continuing, and it's great for an under 18, 19 athlete to be to the fore to that extent. So well done to her. And Magella Boyle won the walk. On to the Rosses. Rosses had a great day one yesterday. Some of their young, up and coming young athletes indicating a lot of hard work being going on down there, particularly in field events. Today it was the turn of Michael Logan, the shot, Ailey Cavanagh-Galler in the high jump, and Niamh Dugan in the long jump under 15. So that was their gold return. And then for Finn Valley, well, they had about 10 or 12. They had a good day today, a really good day today. Obviously, in addition to all the gold medals, plenty of other bronze and silver, as indeed at other clubs as well. So I'm only dealing with gold medal performances today because the list is way too long. But Stephen Slevin in the high jump, you had Dean Leeper in the shot. Dean Leeper, an excellent javelin thrower, but today it was the shot. Yasmin Barrett-Doherty winning the long jump. And interestingly there, Finn Valley finished 1, 2, 3, and 4 in that under 13 girls long jump. Kitty Louise McMoneagle up there from Glasgow, up in the Cloughan area. She won the long jump. Jaden Sproul, 800 metres. Oren McBrady, and still leading and still winning all through the season, won the 15 today. The under 13 girls relay team, that's a good relay team. The under 18 relay team, Aoife McGranahan won the walk. So that was the Finn Valley story that I can see here. And then for Letterkenny, Kelly Elliott in the high jump. James Davison and then Ruben O'Donnell in the walk. We had Danny McKinley on the 4, and we had Philip McGee, who's had a good cross country season, now on the track at 1500 metres. Olympian, well, Malachy Mullen in the triple jump, and in the triple jump, Kelly Carthy, and they got a really gold as well. Cranford, well, Keelan McFadden always leads them out, and they led them out today again, of course, with an 800 metres victory. And Michael Moore, also an 800 metres victory in his age group, under 17 in his case, under 18 in Keelan's. And finally, to Tyrconnell, they had a good day with Leon McGinty in the high jump. You had Jimmy Kennedy in the triple, a 12.65, which is a good performance. Owen Boyle, high jump of 180, well done to him. Alana Anderson and Ava Anderson, Alana in the shot, long jump for Ava, and Matthew Leslie in the 60 in hurdles. Ethan Dewhurst in the hurdles in 200, and they had an under 19 boys ready. So all in all, Kieran, a very busy day, two very busy days. 2 days that were positive in many, many ways, with a lot of athletes gaining a lot of medals and performances, which will bring their season on another month as they prepare for national championships. But next weekend, it's all about the Irish Schools. And the Irish Schools is in Dublin, the Irish Schools Cross Country Finals. That will eventually finish the cross country season. And, our hopes are with Loretta Letterkenny and St. Columbus Stranorder to bring us back medals on that particular day next Saturday. So that's what we're looking forward to now. That's the nature of this game. Like all other sports that you've been reporting all afternoon, you just bounce on from one weekend to the next. And next weekend, it's the Irish Schools. But today was indoor athletics on what, strangely enough, was an absolutely beautiful day outside. You could just see outside how beautiful it was. But that's the plan and that's the way it works. And sure, it could have been different, but a beautiful day outside, but some beautiful results indoors as well.